Are you seeking fulfillment for your life? Do you want freedom from fear? That's why we're here. Welcome to Jesus 101, introducing you to the real Jesus. And now, here's your host, Elizabeth Talbot, with Mike Tucker.
I'm Mike Tucker.
And I'm Elizabeth Talbot.
So Elizabeth, tell me about this man with the dog. The dog ate a bird, is that right?
Yes.
And what did the man do?
Well, actually, the man was so disgusted with this whole situation. He saw the feathers coming out of this dog's mouth.
Right.
So he made a little bundle of feathers, left it next to his sofa, and every time that the dog came by close to him, he would rub the feathers in the dog's nose.
To remind him of what he had done?
Yes, just to remind him. And the dog started coming less and less until he started just being very far away from the owner.
Yeah.
And you know, somebody sent me this tape many years ago. Maybe you're listening today. When I was going through a difficult time about someone that had harmed me and I needed to forgive them. And they sent me this tape and I realized that my house was full of feathers.
Oh, man. Things that reminded you of your sin, right?
Well, no, something that reminded me that I continually used to remind this person of what
they had. So you remind them of their sin. All right. Not so much you, okay?
Well, because I had to actually forgive them.
And you hadn't done so.
Well, I thought I had, and then I realized that my whole house was full of feathers.
Oh, man.
You know, and this was such a great story for me to realize that, you know, forgiveness, when it's complete, it's not that we get amnesia because we forget.
No. You still remember the offense. I mean, it's still going to leave a scar, isn't it?
Yeah, what happens is you no longer feel the same pain when you're able to think about it with feeling love and compassion for the person that did it, and you don't feel the same pain. It's not that you forget, because a lot of people say, well, I haven't forgotten.
No.
Well, it's not about that.
No, in fact, Scripture never asks us to forget, but it does ask us to
forgive.
That's right. I think that God recognizes that forgiveness is a possibility with Him, is a divine possibility, but forgetting, I don't think we can do.
Well, and this is the point. I think today we're going to talk about what is forgiveness and where does it come from. And actually, we pick it up in a very interesting chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, which we already left last Friday with Matthew 18 that has always been the discipline chapter.
That's right.
Actually, this is the fourth discourse in Matthew of the five discourses that we talked to you about during the month of January.
The Kingdom Manifesto, the Kingdom Mission, the metaphor, the community, and future. And right now we're on the kingdom community, right?
That's right. So this is the fourth discourse on how do you deal with people in the community.
That's right.
And after this section where we deal with how to work with a brother that is sinning or is in difficulty, then after that we get the story for today.
You know, that's right.
Peter comes and says in verse 21 of chapter 18.
He says there, then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times. And let's stop right there, because basically the rule of the day by the Pharisees, that if you forgive a man three times, you're pretty much done.
Yeah, you're pretty holy.
Yeah, that's right. You've really gone above and beyond the call of duty. You've forgiven him three times for this offense. So that's it. Peter here recognizes that Jesus is far more forgiving. So he doubles it and adds one more for good measure,
yes,
right?
He's thinking he's doing really good and he's going to get this all right Peter from Jesus.
That's right.
You know?
Way to go, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. And so in verse 22, Jesus says, throw away your calculators.
That's right.
That's actually what he says. Do you want to read it?
He says, I tell you, not seven times, but 70 times seven, which basically he's saying, quit keeping score.
That's right, because I can almost imagine somebody getting the calculator and saying, okay, how much is 70 times?
Let's see, that's a 490, okay.
So actually Jesus is saying, throw away your calculators, because the way that it works in the kingdom is not like that. And actually he goes on to tell this parable about how do we keep score in the kingdom of heaven. And it's about two slaves.
That's right. It says, I tell you, not seven times, but 70 times seven. It says, therefore the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. Verse 24, as he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. Now, before we go on here, 10,000 talents My understanding about this, Elizabeth, is that 10,000 talents was more money than it took to run the entire Roman government for an entire year.
Yes, as a matter of fact, most of the information that we have is that one talent was worth more than 15 years of wages.
That's right.
For a person. So mm-hmm. here, I mean, 10,000 years.
It's incredible, yeah. yeah.
It's an unpayable
debt. For the servant to say, you know, as we'll find out later, you know, give me time, I'll pay this, was absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah, yeah.
King Herod himself could not borrow this much money.
That's right. It was almost like he was in total denial.
That's
and
right.
I always say denial is not a river in Egypt.
That's right.
because a lot of us spent a lot of time in denial. He thought he could actually pay it.
Yeah.
And
which what is absolutely ludicrous.
That's right. And so this man who is in denial.
Yeah, verse 26, the servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me.
Well, actually, we'll go to 24 to see why he fell on his
Oh, that's right. As he began to the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt.
Okay. Now, this is an actual custom that we find even in the Old Testament. So maybe we should go there for us to understand really where this is coming from. There were many laws in Leviticus that talked about what would happen when somebody couldn't pay. How was it that they set themselves out for slavery? How come sometimes the families even lost all their land for slavery? And so we have all these chapters, 23, 24, 25, 26, that talk about some of these rules of the land. Mm-hmm. And there was one person, the kinsman redeemer, the closest of kin.
That's right.
That could actually redeem them
That's
when
right.
they had been sold into slavery.
Come in and pay the debt for them, and then they would be redeemed by that individual.
That's right. That individual, the name in Hebrew is Goel.
Goel.
Like Noel, like for Christmas, but with G. And this person could come actually and pay
That's right.
for a slave or get back the land for the family. As a matter of fact, did you know that our nation, the Liberty Bell, that is in Philadelphia, I actually got the possibility to see it not long ago, has a verse in it. Did you know that?
No.
It's actually written on the bell.
What is the verse?
It's Leviticus 25, verse 10. And this is why it's called the Liberty Bell. It says to proclaim liberty to
all the captives,
all the inhabitants of this land. And so every time that the bell rang, people would remember the year of Jubilee and the
That's
whole
right.
concept of setting slaves free.
Yeah, in the year of Jubilee, all debts were forgiven, all slaves were set free, we're going to start again.
Yeah, and what is interesting is that they also were 70 times 7 because, you know, everything that has to do with freedom, for all of you that follow the number 7 in the Bible, that was the name of freedom.
That's right.
So we have the weekly seven, the yearly seven in the feast of the 7 month. Then
That's
we
right.
had, you know, the sabbatical year, and then we had the Jubilee, seven
That's
times
right.
seven.
That's right.
You know, so this was something that is in the people's minds when we go to this parable. So going back to the actual parable, let's take it from verse 26, where Mike was reading that the slave actually fell to the ground and said, please, please, don't take my wife and my children and everything.
Be
else.
Patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything. The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him, began to choke him, and said, pay back what you owe me, he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, be patient with me, and I will pay you back. Now, of course, the first servant, when he owed this 10,000 talents, there's no way on earth that he could ever repay that. He couldn't keep up with the interest on this.
That's right. See, one talent was 15 years of wages, right?
Yeah.
One denarius is one day of
one
wages.
One day. So, I mean, this is a manageable debt.
Yeah, this is a little debt, actually.
Right.
The guy can actually pay it.
That's absolutely correct. 100 denarii. I mean, you know, if you've bought a house, you borrowed more than 100 days worth of wages,
that's
you know,
right.
to buy that house, unless you're, you know, living in a cardboard box someplace.
That's right.
You
where are you living, Mike? You have a nice house?
Yes, and I borrowed more than 100 days worth of wages in order to have that house. So there's no doubt about it.
Okay.
So
well,
this is definitely a debt that is payable.
Yes, and so what happens is this man starts showing that he has no mercy because he really has not understood the size of debt that he was forgiven.
That's right.
So that's why he can't forgive. And the king says, you know what? We're going to have to make you aware of how big your debt
that's
was.
That's right. So he called him in and said, by the way, you know, that little debt that your friend owes,
that's nothing.
That's nothing compared to what you owe me.
That's right. And see, one of the great things about this parable is that The conclusion is that we need to be aware of the size of debt that we owed God.
That's right.
So that our spirit towards those that hurt us come to be one of forgiveness as an overflow of the forgiveness that we have
received.
When
we recognize the enormity of the forgiveness we've received from the hand of God, it makes us far more willing to forgive others, because my offense before God is far greater than anyone who has offended me.
Yes, and my debt was something that I could never pay.
That's
so
right.
My debt is only forgiven in the very pricey blood of Jesus
that's
Christ.
Right.
That's how my debt is forgiven. So how do I forgive those who hurt me once I realize this?
Mm-hmm. And that is the key. We are to have a spirit of forgiveness for others because of how much we have been forgiven.
That's right.
We've been forgiven a debt that we can never, ever repay.
Yeah, I need to say that forgiveness doesn't mean you stay in the same situations that you were. Because sometimes people say, hey, you know, I have domestic violence in my home, so I should stay because I'm, you know, going to forgive.
Yeah, I'm going to forgive them. But no, that's not really the case.
Yeah. Forgiveness means that you understand that Jesus died for this person too, and you're not going to hold grudges against them. I personally need to constantly be reminded what a great debt I owe God.
That's right. Since He does not carry debt against us, we don't have the right to carry a grudge against anyone else. We've been forgiven much, therefore we can forgive much. That gives us freedom to forgive just as we have been forgiven.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Jesus 101. For more insights and resources, connect with us at Jesus101.tv. That's Jesus101.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Jesus101Institute and follow us on Twitter at Jesus101Media. Until next time, live free.